Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host with me, Barbara Moore. Are you there, Barbara?
Laura Love.
And 1 second, I think this late, okay.
What's that?
Laura,
what is that?
It's okay, real quick. Laura.
Yes, I am here. Is this a radio show or?
Yeah.
Okay,
Laura,
okay.
Can you call in the guest number?
Oh.
It's okay. All right. She doesn't know.
Hey, Johnny, maybe you should turn your phone off, the phone ringer off during broadcasting.
You're right.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You're right. I'm really, really glad that every time I do these shows, I always worry about everything going right. And also another reason why Laura is here, I wanted to introduce the two of you because
worrying is negative.
Okay,
and
well then let me say this.
We are a positive show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. I'm Barbara Moore. And
hello,
I am
Barbara.
Co-host, along with Johnny, the depressed patient over here.
No, wait a minute.
Johnny?
Well, this is Laura Love, but I wanted to say something. You know, about a few weeks ago when I scheduled this show with Laura, and I told her, I said, because Laura wants to be a model and is modeling. And when I told her, I said, well, are you excited about talking to a playmate? And she goes, yes. You remember that, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I sure do.
Well, Johnny, that's a private conversation. You don't want to air that.
He's
hello,
okay with
Laura.
Me airing me. Okay. This
hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Hey, you know what? If you want to be a model, that means you are a model because you have it within you. All you have to do is get in front of a camera and voila, done.
Yeah, I'm 32 now and I actually started modeling when I was 19.
Yeah, so she is a model. She doesn't want to be a model, Johnny. She is a model.
And she's
with
done
that
a lot
name,
of motivational
Laura
speeches.
Love, and all your other accolades behind you, you are my new friend who is worth a well of wisdom. Welcome to the show, Laura Love.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now,
you're welcome.
Laura is basically been doing a lot of motivational speaking. And I was really kind of interested in her. First time I saw her, you know, she was standing in front of a crowd. And why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started in that, Laura?
Sure. So the public speaking that I was doing more so 2017 to 2019 was on the efficiency of processing our emotions. I worked with professional athletes. I worked with executives, other people of, you know, that caliber who just really needed to improve just mental performance. You know, you master your mind, you master your life. So I was happy to facilitate that for them. And that also translated to speaking on stages at different conferences and workshops and things like that. So it was a very,
wow.
It was very fun. It was a great time. Yeah.
It just kind of clicked for you. That's amazing. What is the first thing you would tell somebody who feels a little bit stuck? They have so much to offer, but they're just a little stuck.
I mean, I would ask them a few questions first, but as far as a piece of advice, I would just tell them to change something, like change something and allow, you know, other things to change. So every day I prioritize change as something. Change anything. Change something.
Anything.
Drive down a different road to work.
You need to change it. You need to just change something. So that makes a lot of sense. Change it up. You know, mix it up. Change it up. Something's not working. Mm-hmm. Something's not clicking. That totally makes a lot of sense. And you just were plunged right into this. Wow. Could you tell us a little bit about what you do right now to help your clients?
Yeah, so I don't do executive coaching at the moment. I am a model, a writer, a producer, and a director, working on some TV show, a talk show, working with different brands and designers as a model behind the, or in front of the camera, and then also helping other business owners and brands build their own social media presence and upgrading their content. Listening to the business owner's vision and capturing it, their business essence, right, with video. So that is what I am currently doing right now.
That's a lot. Wow. Johnny, how did you meet Laura? You said that you were standing in a crowd.
What happened was, I met her on Instagram, is where I saw her. And then I saw her pictures of her standing in a crowd. When I looked at her Instagram and on her Facebook, and it was like she was standing in a crowd. And then I realized that, you know, it was sort of like it was this this very, very beautiful blonde-haired, gorgeous lady that was very intelligent. And, you know, and I always loved it when, you know, with people who are, you know, a woman can be very, very beautiful, but also be both intelligent and smart. So I reached out to her on Instagram. Initially, you know, we didn't talk at the phone at first, but initially she seemed interested. And then, you know, she reached out to me again. And then it was, you know, and that's what I liked. I liked the idea that you know, that a woman can have both, that people don't realize that a woman can have both, if that makes any sense.
Well, of course it does make sense, right, Laura? Of course. You could be beautiful and have brains. Why would he still be questioning this? That's ridiculous, Johnny.
Why was I questioning it? I'm not questioning
you
it.
You said, does this make sense?
I said it doesn't make sense because that's in a rhetorical way. Okay? It's like, I mean, you know, That's what I meant.
Okay, well, you have your answer. Yes, it does make sense. Carry on.
Okay. But when you do these motivational speakers things, I mean, you said that you – I'm curious. I mean, did you ever get nervous in the beginning, or were you not nervous?
Yeah, I mean, the bigger the crowd – well, definitely expanding my skill set. And it eventually became, it wasn't like a fear. It was more of an excitement. So, yeah, definitely a fun time in my life.
But what if your partner is not on board? They're just not feeling any excitement. I mean, let's say it. The horny feeling. They're not getting any. How could we cross that barrier? How could we penetrate that? How could we fix that? When the partner of our partner who we want to explore with is just not feeling it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very complex question without knowing the details. yeah, I'm not actually sure how to answer that question. Maybe therapy.
Johnny, what would you say? Say you had a partner and they were not feeling anything, but they wanted to. They wanted to. What would you do?
Are you talking about relationship-wise?
Sexual relationship-wise.
Personally, I'd probably just break up with him.
Yeah! Get rid of him! It's true. So, here is the point. If there's no reciprocation at all. And you're raring to go with life and enjoyment and exploration, which is wonderful. And the other person is not. That's dead. It's basically dead in the water. So move on. What would you do, Johnny? Say you were in love with somebody and they just did not have any want for physical.
Well, I would say definitely try to communicate better is what I could do. I'm not saying that would fix it, but communication is the key in any kind of
relationship. How long would you give it? How long would you give that time for the person?
I would probably
days?
Say about 6 months.
6 months? You would wait? Wow.
No,
that's
I'm saying
lot,
6 months.
Isn't it, Laura?
I mean, I would say that would be the, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would have to guess, but I would have to say 6 months of communication.
Laura says get rid of them, and so do I. Move on to somebody who wants to explore with you and enjoy life, basically.
Well, that's true.
And all its wonder. But you're going to give them 6 months? Of your time.
I mean to communicate, yes.
Will you be paying their rent that whole time?
If I'm living with them, maybe. I mean, you know.
See, Laura? People manipulate others for their benefit when they have no inkling whatsoever to even become minutely intimate with the person who's helping them with their other quote-unquote other things, right? We need to have wise up here, don't we?
Sorry, I'm not really following what you're saying. I'm trying to listen, but I'm not. What is the intention of your question asking this?
Well, I think we need to wise up to whoever we are trying to help out there. If we are paying all their bills, if we're paying their rent, we're paying all their expenses, they have no inkling, no desire to get on our page with intimacy.
I think what you're saying is how you, when you give people like motivation, you need, sometimes you, the people that you're motivating have been taking advantage of. Am I right when I say that, Laura?
Personally, when I'm in a position to inspire someone, I don't really use the word motivate. It's more inspiration. I'm not the type of person to manipulate anything, so I don't relate to what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about manipulation. I'm talking about, like, if the person has been taken advantage of, then they may not feel motivated. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, or?
Yeah, I mean, that's true for some people, yes. They become jaded and they close off to new opportunities, and that's very sad.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be like that way. Yeah.
That's kind of, I think, what Barbara's getting at.
Okay. Cool.
But I mean, it says here that you're building your life and career driven by health, wealth, and confidence. So from modeling to acting, like, how is this, as what you've done, as what you've been doing with the other things, the motivational speaking, helped you out with your acting and your modeling?
I mean, it created the skill of me being comfortable in front of large groups of people. I've never had an issue being in front of the camera. I was always the kid who wanted to be in front of the camera, so that was never a problem for me. You know, like, it was just fun. It's definitely something I'm meant to be doing, and I enjoy it very much.
That's good to know. I mean, and I now this has led you into modeling, right? Because you mainly do the modeling now. Am I right about that?
I started modeling before I was public speaking. I started when I was 19.
But you said that modeling is mostly the direction that you want to go into, right?
I'm doing modeling is part of it, yes. And then writing and directing and producing as well.
Okay. Now, the I mean, Barbara, you know, how I think it's been, Barbara, how long have you been modeling?
It doesn't matter, Johnny. Let's ask her about what she's producing and writing.
Okay, good.
Hey, Laura, what have you been producing and writing?
Yeah, so I write and produce and direct reels for Instagram, and I'm also working on getting the right team together for producing a talk show, interviewing different, different types of women, and it'll be fun. It's something that's, it takes time. I'm not rushing anything. I need the right people to be involved, who are lit up by the idea, and it definitely will come together.
Now,
of course. Now, Johnny.
Go on.
Please. All right. Ask her some questions. It's not about me today. Just because I'm a model doesn't mean it's about me. Please ask Laura Love. And, wow, what a great name.
Is
Laura Love your real name?
Yeah, it is.
Mm. I know one other person with the last name Love, and they love their last name. It's a man. They just love it, and I understand why they would love it. It's a great name to have, isn't it, Johnny?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because I mean, we've had lots of. I mean, it's a very catchy name, and I mean, it's Let me ask you this. I mean, you said, how has your family been supportive in regards to everything? I mean, have they been supportive?
My family?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much.
That's good, because you told me, I think it was that... I mean, it's good to know that they're supportive, because I think it's good to know that you have kind of a support system that you can call up, because usually whenever I've seen people that are like motivational speakers or something, I often wonder, like, who do they go to when they need motivating, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't have anybody. They just have to draw from within. Do you have to do that a lot, Laura?
Yeah, I'm very efficient at that, and I definitely have a strong community of people around me because, I mean, doing it alone is a very lonely, sad journey, and we're supposed to be doing it together. So, yes, I have a very strong support system in my life.
That is great.
Are you clairvoyant?
To some degree, yeah.
Oh, me too. When you have that ability, it seems like it moves things along in a different kind of way. When you're clairvoyant, Johnny, I'm asking her about the paranormal.
I know. Yeah, she said that she was very into that. Am I right, Laura, about the paranormal?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite psychic?
My grandma Nora.
Oh, that's
wow.
Right. Yeah.
That's cool.
What about
that
her?
Is so cool.
Do we hear a little bit about her?
Yeah, it's kind of in my blood. So my grandma Nora is my dad's mom. Her and her sister Elsa would be invited to spiritual places like Egypt and other things like that, and invited to sit in tables with these spiritual leaders, and then they were asked what they observed during the meeting and who was in the room and what messages they received.
Oh, wow. Isn't that weird that I just thought of asking her that question, Johnny?
I know.
No idea.
No, she didn't know. Yeah, you had no idea. I mean, it's like, I just think that, you know, it's, I think that paranormal is a common topic on the show. It often is. And it's just something that you have to be open and accepting to. And it sounds like to me that you grew up very open and accepting to it. I mean, because you had a grandmother that was very supportive in that aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she taught me a lot.
Do you ever have visions from her?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
So she passed away. She passed away in 2017. But
oh,
I mean,
I'm
you know,
so sorry
she
for
passed
your
away,
loss.
But she didn't. Oh, I mean,
exactly.
Like, it's a physical
Laura,
body
exactly.
loss, but she's.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but when you said that, I totally am on the same page as you with that.
Mm-hmm.
My mother passed away a year ago, April, and I feel like saying that to people. She passed away, but she didn't, because I feel like she is still so right here with me, sometimes even mm-hmm. more. How about you and your grandma?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. She's very, very present with me often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people even connected. Say, well, you're handling it so well. It's hard for me to even tell them. Yes, because I feel like she's right here with me. I cannot even tell certain people this because they are not on that page. So that is so cool. I'm glad that you are experiencing this as well. And
mm-hmm.
and you are extremely beautiful. You are a model. You are having a lot of interesting things happening in your life, which are leading you to helping others, which mm-hmm. caught Johnny's eye, and that's amazing. So
yes.
Would you like to talk a little bit more about it, or do you want Johnny to give you your shout out of where people could find you for therapy?
Well, I don't do therapy for people, but yeah, I mean, that's totally fine. Like the connection I have with my grandma and the visions that I get and the things that I hear and what I see, it is how I work with executives and different brands and businesses, how I can hold a product in my hand and ask the product and the universe, like, how does this product best be, you know, shown? And then it's shown to me. So that is definitely a huge part of how I work. And, yeah, you can definitely do your shout out now, Instagram, you know, wherever. That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, I mean, what I have here is that you were born and raised in Stanford University and that you are modeling and you've done acting.
No, we're talking about where to find her, to book her.
Oh, okay. Well, what
we're
you do is you
about
look for her
biography.
You search her for on Instagram, Laura Love, and also you can look for her on Facebook as well. I've been
Laura Love. Is that her?
I mean,
name?
I know
Laura.
Yeah, sorry.
It's Laura Ellen Love.
Yes.
At Laura Ellen Love. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Continue, Johnny.
And, you know, I mean, I saw her all over the place on Instagram and on And it was just so she's always good. It's
Could
always
you
good
shout out her handle on Instagram, please?
Let's see.
It's Laura Ellen Love.
Yes.
It's literally the same thing. Laura Ellen Love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Johnny.
All right.
Laura, will you tell mm-hmm. us what you do exactly? Because I don't know. And I, you know what? I'm the co-host at Life, Laughter, Happiness, and I love my job. But Johnny, he brought you to us today. I know nothing about you, which often is the case with our guests. I do not want to be rude whatsoever. Please, Laura, tell us what you do and how can we help you do it? Go ahead.
Sure, yeah. So I'm a model, a writer, a producer, and a director. And you can just share my social media, and whoever feels like they want to connect with me can connect with me. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, but why would they connect with you? You have a monotone voice. You're not energetic. There's a lot of competition out there, and we still don't really know what you do for your client. So help us help you.
Barbara, she got disconnected.
Yeah, well, don't disconnect us, Johnny. Let's continue the show. Let's talk about how you are obtaining our guests and what you do to screen our guests. Do they really want to help people? Who hell are they? And why are they on Life, Laughter, Happiness? Three very good questions.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, everybody who's listening, we are very sorry because we want to give you the best people out there that could help you with a lot of things. You're looking for help? Life, Laughter, Happiness wants to give you the answers. I'm not so sure that Laura Love is the answer. Are you, Johnny?
I'm not saying anything. I just...
What? You're not saying anything. What does that mean? You are still... Are you still for her? You
well,
want
I mean, I
Life, Laughter, Happiness listeners to try to find her since you see
I
her
don't
everywhere?
Know.
You don't know. Okay. All right. Well, I do know something. I am a co-host here at Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Yes.
I know a lot because with 600 shows, we've interviewed plenty that can help you out there.
Right.
I would suggest not wasting time on searching for this last guest. Are you disagreeing, Johnny?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just listening to you.
Okay. You're staying neutral then. Well, maybe Johnny's dating her, everybody.
No, I'm not.
But, okay. Well, anyway, please email me. BarbaraMoreHost.com, and I will steer you to a good counselor that you can count on. And we are extremely sorry for what has happened and transpired today on the show. Or I am. Are you not, Johnny?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, but you are still saying good things about this last guest we just had on.
I'm not saying anything. I mean, I just...
Why not? Why not? She just hung up on your show.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry she hung up. I mean, it's...
Why are you sorry? We've only tried to help her help others, and she could not do so. These people who are listening right now mean a lot to me, and I hope
you're right.
They mean
yes,
a lot
they do.
To you as well, Johnny.
They do. They do. You're right. I'm sorry
they
that she
do. So would you recommend Laura Love?
Not if she hung up, no.
Well, did she hang up?
She got disconnected and she didn't call back.
How did she get disconnected?
I have no idea. Nope. No.
Okay, well, Neutral Johnny's going to go bye-bye. And I would like to say thank you for being here. Thank you for trusting in Life Laughter Happiness. And thank you for, you are on my page of making sure the people who we bring on this show are people that actually care about you and can actually help you, our listener. With that said, I would like to wish you a very good evening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.